Mandarin.
Yeah.
All right, Nate, are you ready to talk about our contest winners?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I feel ready.
Do you think our listeners remember the contest at this point?
If they entered, they probably do.
I know one of them does. One of them keeps asking about it.
Who's that?
Judson. He keeps asking about it. At GU Doug on Twitter. So we had my children, Jessica and Logan, read packs of cards. And longtime listeners are familiar with this. Brand new listeners, well, we're going to be doing one for Shadows Over Innistrad soon. So stay tuned. It'll be your chance. Jessica started this years ago. She would open a pack of Magic cards and she started reading them. And it just made it difficult to understand what the card was. And let's be clear. When I say read, I actually don't mean read. She just looks at the casting cost of the cards. And so generic mana is ghost pieces. And then she has unique names for each of the colored mana symbols, including now the colorless mana symbol. Then she describes the art on that card. And our listeners take the time to listen to what she's saying and then attempt to decode it and name the magic card she's talking about. And we never announce the order, but everybody who's opened a pack of magic cards, or really two packs of magic cards, kind of understands the order. Shadows Over Innistrad is going to be interesting. And then Logan did the same. We divided that into two separate contests, which we are cleverly naming the Jessica OGW contest and the Logan OGW contest. There may be a pattern in there somewhere. I think, Nate, this was Jessica's was a standard difficulty, but then Logan's was an expert difficulty contest, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was boss level.
Yeah, it was. And I'm happy to report that some people got all of the packs correct in each of the contests, with a little asterisk next to Logan, and we'll get to that in a minute. And so, again, anybody who gets all of the cards correct, including the token and the basic land, gets a perfect score. And people who get a perfect score are eligible to win one of our fancy playmats. And by eligible to win, I mean we made a list. We determined randomly who on that list of perfect winners gets won the playmat. And then everybody else is entered into the second part of the contest, which is if you can guess 11 or more correct, you are entered the same way, eligible to win three packs of Oath of the Gatewatch. So the correct list of cards: Abstruse Interference, Akum Flameseeker, Dazzling Reflection, Vines of the Recluse, Untamed Hunger, Unnatural Endurance, Zada's Commando, Crumbling Vestige, Jawar Isle Avenger, Hedron Crawler, Essence Depleter, Nissa's Judgment, Flayer Drone, Reality Smasher, Island, we're just taking Island with that, actually, but then Eldrazi Scion number 3. That's Jessica's pack. So by now, if you're listening and you recall what your answers were, you know if you're one of the perfect winners, one of the possible mat winners. Our pack winners are, and these are all people who got 11 or more cards correct out of the pack: Adam Selleck, James Cullum, and Charles Moreau. Look at that.
That guy.
Congratulations, Adam and James and Charles. Thank you for entering. We really enjoyed reading what everybody said. And of course, Charles, we've been keeping this from you in our deck playtesting group and, of course, when you were on the show. Now, though, Jessica playmat winners, the winner of a fancy commander and playmat. We actually had three perfect entries. We had Judson Gruber. See, Judson, you were on the right trail and you were trying to suss it out of us on Twitter. Also, Wade Miller and Zach Williams. And the playmat winner for the Jessica contest is Zach Williams. Congratulations, Zach.
Yay.
Yeah. All right. And if all of the winners would please write to us and send us your address and just say Jessica OGW winner in the subject title and write to us at cast@commanderinmtg.com, we'll get those right out to you. There were five other people, Nate, who got the cards right in the Jessica pack. And that includes Bradford Herron, James Cullum, Tony Leone, Jacob Gordon, and Neil Barr. But where you listed the Eldrazi Scion as the token, but not Eldrazi Scion number 3. Yep. Jessica's is easy enough that we have to be really strict about that. Now on to the Logan contest. The Logan contest was very hard. While recording, my son was not reading the mana cost first, and so it got kind of jumbled up. Card number 9 was actually not, he didn't describe it. He just said the mana cost, and that was it. I didn't catch it while recording because my brain was ready to leap out of its skull. So I didn't catch it. So what we're doing, Nate, is we're giving number 9 away. Number 9, of course, being a 1 ghost piece and a dewdrop, and you'll hear the card shortly. But we're giving that one away. If you guessed anything that was even remotely close, so any of the 1 and blue casting cost cards in the set, then you got the point. And if you didn't guess at all, you lost a point, and that took you off the eligibility list for the playmat. And, Nate, those cards are Expedite, Searing Light, Comparative Analysis, Saddleback Lagak, I like saying that name, Corpse Churn, Canopy Gorger, Scion Summoner, Boulder Salvo, Holdout Settlement, Blinding Drone, that was the one that gave everybody fits, Roiling Waters, Devour in Flames, Gift of Tusks, World Breaker, Forest, and Eldrazi Scion 01. Also, because his description wasn't fantastic, anybody who guessed Eldrazi Scion, and not necessarily Eldrazi Scion 01, got the point for the token. So the pack winners for the Logan pack, as difficult as this is, these people still managed to get 11 or more cards. Jacob Gordon, Neil Barr, and Tony Leone. These are people who put the extra effort in, and they got that right. And so the perfect people, the people who got all of them correct, given our modified definition of correct, which includes giving away 09, are Judson Gruber, Adam Selleck, the new Talaria Academy of Magic. I'm going to need a real name for that person if he wins. He or she wins. Cameron Fowler, James Cullum, and Devin Armstrong. The mat winner is Cameron Fowler. Congratulations, Cameron. You have won a spiffy new commander and playmat. All of those winners, please send your address to cast@commanderandmtg.com. And we'll get your winnings in the mail. And we had a surprise for the person. We had it totally planned, Nate. This was not at all impromptu. But the person who got both lists correct was eligible. Or the people who got both lists correct, perfect, were going to be eligible for a special prize. And it turns out there's only one person who did that, and it's Judson Gruber. Judson, you're going to get a special prize that may be 3 packs of Oath of the Gatewatch. Your knowledge of cards is unparalleled. Send us your address just like everybody else, and we'll get your winnings in the mail. Yeah!
Commander is.